5 Englishmen lost a legal battle today, a defeat that their spokesman declared the death of democracy in Britain. At issue was whether a market trader, and we're talking bananas, pumpkins, and sweet potatoes here, not derivatives or soybean futures, whether a market trader may price his ware in pounds and ounces. An appellate court ruled, and I'm quoting here, specific rights and obligations which European law creates are incorporated in our domestic law and rank supreme. Since Europe requires that produce be weighed and sold in kilos and grams, and since Britain belongs to the European Union, English law must do likewise. Colin Hunt is one of the 5 men known in Britain as the Metric Martyrs. Mr. Hunt, what was your offense, and what's the principle behind your defiance of metric weights and measures?
I was summoned to court for displaying all my price tickets in pounds, which is illegal. I was working one day, and 4 inspectors came from the local council, and they checked the scales, and then they said, "You're displaying in pounds only. Why are you doing this?" I said, "Well, that's what my customers want." And they said, "Do you know this is illegal?" I said, "It doesn't matter." I said, "If that's what they want, that's what I'm going to do."
For example, what's an item that you sell, and what did the sign say before you went to...
Well, pumpkin would read, the bigger figure had to be in kilos, and it would be something like 99 a kilo, 45 pence a pound. This confused a lot of customers. They actually thought the produce was a lot dearer than what it was.
Now, if the laws apply equally to all vendors, there would be no particular disadvantage to you in the market by having to comply with this regulation, would there?
We were told to do this, as the English people just do what they say most of the time. Does this mean when we were told that we couldn't have gallons anymore, we had to have litres? And also when we sold wood, it had to be metres and not feet. We just accepted all that. Perhaps if someone had complained before, it might have happened sooner, but they picked on me and 4 others all over England, small traders.
You are clearly a Eurosceptic.
No, I don't mind, but it should be freedom of choice. If we've been brought up on something all our lives, why should we change? We still have a pint of beer.
But you folks over there use a Celsius or centigrade thermometer scale. We here still use Fahrenheit temperature. Britons have figured out that one. You don't have any problem with it.
Well, it's taken quite a time, but when I think of the temperature, even now, I still think it is Fahrenheit.
Well, can you tell me what this ruling actually does to you? That is, how much is it going to cost you for all this, for your troubles?
So far, for the 5 of this, is £100,000.
£100,000?
Yes.
$145,000?
Yes.
€164,000, I might add?
Yep.
And when you go back to work tomorrow, now having heard from the courts, the matter being settled, what are you going to do in the way of signage for your produce?
No, nothing different. I've always displayed in pounds, and I will continue to do that. There's 200 stalls in my market and 100 shops, and everyone displays in pounds. In 30 years I've been trading down there, I've never been asked for a kilo of anything.
Mr. Hunt, thank you very much for talking with us today.
It's a pleasure.
Colin Hunt, speaking to us from London. He is one of that country's 5 so-called metric martyrs.